I don't consider myself a writer. I write words in order to find ways to use them in my performance. Words for me are a kind of magical percussion. Words are percussion without drums. Because words, to speak words, you need silences. To make silences, you need rhythm. When you have rhythm and silence and words, you have meaning. And then you make sense and you tell a story. A, B equals C. Maybe, could be D, you never know, but I'm talking about one thing following another, making a story. So I found 20 years ago that not only was abstract, pure sound interesting, but words and fragments of stories and fragments of sentences changed the rhythmic flow of the music and added another layer to my sound, the layer of meaning, which is a really interesting layer. When a musician or a regisseur, a director, uses meaning, what they are doing is, I think, focusing the mind of the listener on a process, understanding something. When the listener is trying to understand something, their mind slows down like an animal chewing on a piece of meat. You know, you're chewing on it, and so you are slowing the rest of it. You have to chew, so you can't run away because you're chewing. You're concentrating on your food, right? So you can't run away. You're slower, a little bit slower. While at the moment you are chewing on your food, on meaning, you are concentrating on meaning, the composer, the performer, the director has the opportunity to change the scene like magic, because you don't see it because you're concentrating on the meaning, the listener, the observer, the audience. And this is really how all changes happen. The best transitions, the best changes, the magical changes happen when the listener, observer, is focusing on one idea to understand it, and the performer, creator, goes beyond you and sets up a new scene in front of you, and you suddenly stop chewing and you look, oh my God, where am I? Everything changed. How does that happen? That's really why I love to use words and meaning, because you can play with people's perception of where they are musically, intellectually, spatially, and you can give them stories that will remain in their memories in the back of their brain, and that memory will affect how the listener observer understands the future. It will be like a taste that stays on your tongue. You had dinner, you had a great Indian meal, now you're outside walking and the moon is full, it's beautiful, you're down in the middle of the Schloss here in Wien, and suddenly you taste cumin, the spice. Wow, does that mix together with Wien? Not really, but here it is, you know, it's a new mixture. So you try to open up these possibilities for mixtures, and texts are a really interesting way to do this.